Conversations with My Dummy here. I'm Steve Charney here. My guests are three favorites, Jay Unger, Molly Mason, and Peter Davis. Molly will be singing Ain't Misbehavin'. Mm-mm, I love it. I also sing two songs I wrote, one about a sheep that only says, bah, and a goofy one about a giant hedgehog.
Steve, I'm here and I'm excited, because the new book that lists all the wildlife sanctuaries has finally come out. I thought we could go to one of them this weekend, Steve, you know, as a lark.
Are larks in wildlife sanctuaries?
Well, I don't know if they're wild enough. Let's see, there are three in this area alone. There's one downtown.
Mm-hmm.
There's one uptown.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one, let me look at this city.
Oh, look at this, right here.
Hold, back up there.
Hey, look at that, Steve!
Well, let me see that book. Holy cow, our studio has been officially designated as a wildlife refuge. How did that happen?
Well, look around. Do you see any hunters?
No.
Any carnivores?
No.
Ta-da! What a perfect place to house wildlife! They'd be safe here!
They'd be safe next door where they have a news podcast. I don't see them getting a wildlife designation over there.
You don't get it, Steve, do you? You put some laughing hyenas in the news department or a loud parrot. While someone is reading the news, it could cause all kinds of confusion. The country of Swaziland has just declared war on the United States. It wouldn't do.
Well, what about us? Won't it cause havoc here?
Sure, but the difference is nobody listens to this podcast.
So if a coyote starts baying, it won't make a fig of difference to the comedy routine. Is that what you're saying?
More or less. Or taking another tact, it can only improve the comedy routine. Not to mention the line of pet owners that are going to be traipsing through here any minute, wanting to give sanctuary to various animals.
Line of pet owners?
I told you not to mention it! Hello? Hello there, is this the Wild Preserve?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to give sanctuary to my pet gerbil.
No can do, lady.
But this is a refuge, and my pet gerbil has been harassed constantly by the other gerbils in the neighborhood.
But he's not wild. Look at him in that cage there. He's just sitting there like a lump.
He's depressed. He can be quite rambunctious when he's in a playful mood. Poke him with a stick, see if he grabs at it. Why don't I leave him here with you? You'll see. He'll get perky as soon as those gerbil bullies leave him alone.
Well, I suppose you can put him over on that shelf there for a while.
Thank you so much! Thank you! I'll put him on the shelf, Steve. I'll tell you something, man. Lucky she brought him over in a cage. He looks ferocious.
No, he doesn't. This is not an example of wildlife. This is a wildlife ref... Oh, man.
Hello, is this a wildlife sanctuary?
It is.
I've got a spotted owl I'd like to find a refuge for. Take a look at him.
Look, buddy, this is a wildlife sanctuary. There is nothing wild about that owl.
Oh, not now. He's hung over. But you should have seen him last night. He was at this party, swinging from a chandelier without clothes on, and singing at the top of his lungs.
What was he singing?
Oh, you know all the favorites. Who's kissing her now? Who do you love? Who am I?
So you give us your word that after a good night's sleep, that owl will act wild again.
I do.
Harry, put the owl over there on the shelf next to the gerbil.
Right, boss!
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you!
I don't know, man. We've been a wildlife sanctuary for a time now, and all we got is a scared gerbil and a worn-out owl.
Yeah, I know, Steve. Wild, isn't it?
Hello? Is this the wildlife sanctuary?
Yes.
I have a shrimp here I'd like to donate to your preserve. He's in this aquarium.
Oh, yeah, I see him. Is he wild?
Are you kidding? Watch. I'll put this stick in the water and wave it around. Here, Shrimpy. That's his name, Shrimpy. Look at that. There, he's going after it. Look at that. He just broke it in half.
Wow. That is one wild little shrimp.
Exactly. Can I leave him here with you?
Sure. Well, that's what we're looking for.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Steve, I'm going to try to pet him.
Harry, don't. You saw what he did to that stick? That's what he's going to do with your finger, and you've got a wooden finger.
I've dealt with a man-eating shrimp before.
You have? When have you seen a man eating shrimp?
Last week, I was at a restaurant, and there over in the corner at a very nice table was this man eating shrimp.
I knew a sheep with a malaise. All he did all day was graze. The situation was bizarre, and all he'd ever say was bah. Friends tried relieving his despair. He'd just munch on grass and stare. We joked and sang and yelled hurrah, but all he'd ever say was bah. Shall we call the doctor? Billy asked. A sheep should not be so depressed. Jim told a joke and we all went, ha! Except the sheep, he just went, bah! The doctor came and brought his nurse. But alas, our sheep grew worse.
Stick out your tongue and just say, ah!
But all that sheep would say was, bah! He banged and squeezed the poor sheep's knees. I think a sheep has knees to squeeze. He checked his throat and uvula, but all that sheep would say was bah.
I don't know why he makes this noise. If I were him, I would rejoice.
The doctor was from Omaha. I say that 'cause it rhymes with bah. So finally, the sheep succumbed. After years of being bummed, he had to think that life was blah, because his final words were bah. I know this isn't the greatest song. The joke goes on for much too long, and I could never play guitar. Go on and say it. Bah.
Found out a little earlier that the studio has been designated as a wildlife sanctuary. Since we're in the book, people have been traipsing through here like nobody's business with all kinds of animals. We have a gerbil, an owl, a shrimp. We have to take them because, well, that's what a sanctuary does. It gives protection to wildlife. Though between you and me, these animals don't seem very wild. They're just sitting there quietly. What have you done with yourself, Harry?
Well, I put on a park ranger outfit.
Seems like you're overdoing it a little bit, Harry.
We're a sanctuary! I'm wearing a park ranger outfit! From now on, I'll be known as Ranger Boy!
Yes, hello. Is this the wildlife refuge?
Yes, it is.
Ah, Ranger Boy. I have a wild possum I'd like to leave here for you.
Great, give him here.
No way. I'm putting my foot down. That is not a wild possum. Looks as tame as they come.
Okay, he's not wild, but he's irritated.
Look in the book. Look in the book. Look, here's the book. Did you see the irritated life sanctuary listed there?
No.
Did you see the cathartic life sanctuary there?
Uh-uh.
The depressed life sanctuary? No, you saw the wild life sanctuary.
Poke him with a stick. Maybe he'll perk up.
I'll give it a try. Hand me that stick, Ranger Boy.
Don't hurt him.
No, now he just rolled over and he's... Well, he's playing possum.
Oh, great. What kind of wildlife preserve is this, anyway? These animals are supposed to be carrying on. There should be hoots and hollers, barks and bays. Wings should be fluttering and eyes rolling. Take your possum and get out of here.
I can't. He's dead.
He's not dead. He's just playing possum. Hey, come back here. Come back here. I can't believe it. She left without the possum.
Well, maybe we should round up a posse for the possum.
You mean a group of cowboys?
No, I mean a group of possum. Isn't posse plural for possum? One possum, two posse?
It's either that or a female possum, a male possum, a female posse.
Is there any relationship to postum?
Look, this isn't getting us anywhere. I think I'm going to try to have our names expunged from the Wildlife Sanctuary Index.
You mean we won't be a wildlife refuge anymore?
That's right.
But then I can't be called Ranger Boy. I always wanted to be Ranger Boy. My dreams have finally been fulfilled, and you're going to rip them from me.
Oh, you'll always be Ranger Boy to me.
If I could only believe that.
Now, we need some reason why our license should be revoked. Think, man, think! Ranger Boy.
Jay Unger, Molly Mason, Peter Davis. Yeah, clarinet, fiddle, guitar, all here in the studio. It is so exciting to have you three on my show. I can't tell you. It's always such a treat. You're the finest musicians I know.
Oh, you're Gee. Too kind.
I am.
But we pay him well to say that.
Right,
so.
And he doesn't know very many musicians.
Yeah,
but.
No, I only know three. Okay, Ain't Misbehaving.
Music, yeah.
Music, let's hear it. That's why we're here.
This is an old Fats Waller
Okay, tune. Back to 1930 or thereabouts, a wonderful song from a great guy, Thomas Fats Waller. Talk with all by myself, no one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Well, I know for certain the one that I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. Now I don't stay out late, I don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Molly Mason, Peter Davis, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's
thank
fun.
You.
Time for another commercial.
If you'd like to support this program, go to patreon.com/Steve Charney, and for $1 a month, you become a patron of the show and be part of it. Thank you.
We've been designated as a wildlife refuge, but it's been a dismal failure. None of the animals that have been brought to us have been wild. They don't say anything. They just sit on the shelves. They're quite quiet. Sure, the owner of the spotted owl said he was acting wild last night at a party, swinging from a chandelier and singing at the top of his lungs. But look at him now. Look at him now. It's easy for us. It's great. I don't have to put on any more sound effects of owls and shrimp and anything else that might make a sound here. Gerbil. What does a gerbil sound like? I don't even think I have a sound effect of a gerbil. It's kind of quiet here. It's nice. But it is a wildlife sanctuary, and it shouldn't be quiet here. If I didn't know better, I'd say that owl was hungover. I mean, he's literally hung over. He's hanging upside down on his perch. The gerbil is perking up a little now that he's not being bullied by other neighborhood gerbils, but I wouldn't call that wild. The shrimp is wild, I have to admit. but after all, he's just a shrimp. And the possum is still playing possum. Harry, I don't know.
Poke him with a stick. See if he grabs at it.
I think springing for that park ranger outfit was a little premature.
Well, I'm premature.
No, you're immature. There's a difference.
And you're manure?
Mature.
Because I'm tight.
Thank you, Ranger Boy.
I like to be called Ranger Boy. Can you call me Ranger Boy after the skit is over, Steve?
No.
Why not?
Because people look at me funny as it is. I don't want to give them any more cause for thinking I'm more of a goofball than I am.
You're not a goofball. You're just premature.
Immature.
Gesundheit.
Stop it.
Okay.
I need some loophole so our wildlife designation is taken away and all these animal owners can come back and pick up their pets. Well, what do you think?
Well, I've been doing some careful thinking on this, and, well, I've come up with a solution.
Do tell.
There is no way this studio should be a wildlife sanctuary.
Why not?
Because there is an animal so ferocious, so dangerous, so carnivorous in this studio, that all these other animals are in mortal danger.
You're kidding. Why wasn't I notified? Should I get a chair and a whip? Finally, we've gotten some wildlife in the sanctuary. Where is it? I don't see it. Where is he? Where is he?
You, man! You!
Who?
You!
Me?
You are a member of the human race. Now, that's a ferocious species, boy. No other animal's safe around you.
But I wouldn't hurt a fly.
What did you have for breakfast?
Flies.
I'm serious. What did you have for breakfast?
Bacon and eggs.
Okay, there we go. What did you have for lunch?
A bologna sandwich.
What are you going to have for dinner?
Turkey.
Case closed. You, sir, are a menace to this animal community.
You're right. Who knows what I'm capable of? I'll get a little hungry, and before you know it, I'll be making myself a possum burger. As it is, I've been eyeing that shrimp ever since he came in. If he wasn't so wild, I might take a gander.
You eat geese, too?
Call the Wildlife Sanctuary Preserve. Tell them to revoke our license.
See? You even called it a preserve. And what do you do with preserves? You spread them on toast. I'm telling you, man, these animals are in danger. This is no sanctuary.
You're right. But what'll we do?
We can get rid of all the animals, and we'll change it into a wild strawberry preserve.
Giant hedgehog,
giant hedgehog,
on your hair,
on your hair.
You say that it's a wool hat,
a big brown furry wool hat,
but hats don't stare,
hats don't stare.
Giant pimple,
giant pimple,
on your chin,
on your chin.
You say that it's a dimple,
a pretty little dimple,
but a dimple turns in,
a dimple turns in.
Giant booger,
giant booger,
up your nose,
up your nose.
Just a small suggestion,
a tiny little suggestion,
blow your nose,
blow your nose.
That's the
what are you singing?
We're winding down here. Our license has been revoked. We are no longer a wildlife preserve. Well, I realize I'm just too dangerous an animal to be running a wildlife sanctuary. For instance, humans think sharks are dangerous. Well, sharks have much more reason to fear humans than vice versa. We kill thousands of sharks every year. The amount of humans that are killed by sharks you can count on one hand.
If you still have that hand after a shark gets through with you.
Don't get me started on cows, pigs, and chickens. And I'm as guilty as any other meat eater, but... Well, I think we can handle being a wild strawberry preserve. Right, Ranger Boy?
Sure. Thank you for still calling me Ranger Boy.
No problem.
Strawberries like to be eaten. It spreads their seeds so they can repollinate. Hand me that jam, will you?
There you go.
I love wild strawberries. Just spread it on the bread here. Yes. Now, this is more like it, Steve. A wild strawberry preserve instead of an animal preserve.
Right.
Okay. Take a bite. Ow! 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 Oh!
What?
Ah! Oh! That strawberry just bit me!
Well, what do you expect? It's wild.
Pretty much everything on Conversations with My Dummy is done by me, Steve Charney, though today's podcast was written with Kelly Kenyon. I want to thank jandmolly.com, by the way, and Peter Davis. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn.com, Google Play, on my YouTube channel, and of course on Patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. My website, SteveCharney.com, that has info about my live stage shows, how to contact me, all the stuff I got for sale, which includes books and CDs, my bio, goes on and on.
And on Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. Like him, man, like him. And he's on Twitter, too.
Right.
And if you like this podcast, what should they do, Steve?
You know, spread the word around, man.
I got a question for you, Steve.
Yeah, what?
If a cow laughed, would milk come out her nose?